Forecasters say Tropical Storm Melissa is nearly stationary in the Caribbean. They warn that in the next few days, Jamaica could see days of catastrophic rain, wind, and flash flooding. Haiti will see life-threatening conditions. The NBA says it's cooperating with the Justice Department in two federal probes of illegal gambling and sports rigging. One probe is of defendants who allegedly shared information about NBA players with people placing bets. The second probe is of numerous defendants, some of them in the NBA, who allegedly fleeced victims who were betting on rigged poker games. The World Series is set to open tonight in Toronto, Canada. The Toronto Blue Jays will host last year's defending champion Los Angeles Dodgers. Steve Futterman has more from Toronto.
The Dodgers are trying to do something rarely done these days, repeat as champions. The New York Yankees were the last to do it in 2000. They won three in a row. LA pitcher Clayton Kershaw says the Dodgers just want to win and are not focused on being called a dynasty.
After, 10, 15 years, we can all look back on all that, but for now, it's not really talked about. It's not really a hot-button issue with the players.
While Los Angeles is led by the great Shohei Ohtani, Toronto's hitting star is Vladimir Guerrero Jr. He has six home runs during these playoffs. That's even one more than Ohtani. Still, L.A. is the big favorite, primarily because of the Dodgers' starting pitching. For NPR News, I'm Steve Futterman at the World Series in Toronto.
This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the Wallace Foundation, an independent, nonpartisan research foundation collaborating with grantees and partners in the arts, school leadership, and youth development. More at wallacefoundation.org. This is NPR.
While for many Texans the federal shutdown may seem somewhat distant, the ripple effects are real. And nowhere is that felt more than at the second busiest U.S. port and the largest for exports, the Port of Houston. We'll take a closer look at an often overlooked impact of the shutdown on Texas, get caught up on the week that was in Texas politics, and a whole lot more on the next Texas Standard.
This is morning at 10.
Most federal workers won't get paid on Friday, and lawmakers are no closer to a deal. On the next Friday News Roundup, the toll of more than 3 weeks of a shuttered government grows. Plus, President Trump tears down the east wing of the White House, redistricting moves ahead in North Carolina, and good news on children's allergies. The News Roundup, next time on 1A.
Check out 1A, that's this afternoon at 2.
25 years ago, the average price of earthquake insurance was about a tenth of what it is right now, thanks in part to better earthquake predictions.
You have to update your model, you update your reserve, you update everything, and then you further increase the price.
And repeat the upward price.